This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Negotiations are ongoing. Some issues still need resolution, but we are getting very close on the National Security Supplemental.
Text of the bill should be released before the weekend. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised to have a vote for the bill's passage out of the U.S. Senate by the middle of next week, likely Wednesday. Over in the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb where conservative lawmakers don't believe it goes far enough. Speaker Johnson also says one provision that would allow the president to shut down the border in an emergency might be overkill. The push to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary intensifies. Corey Myers has more.
Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached.
Well, it should have never been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job.
The House expected to vote on the possible impeachment soon, and if that vote goes through, it then heads to the Senate for a trial.
Service members who were stationed at U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune from the mid-1970s to mid-1980s had at least a 20% higher risk for several cancers than those stationed elsewhere. That's according to findings in a new government study released this week. The new anti-bullying state legislative proposal would seek to punish those who, by using text or speech, prod known suicidal individuals into committing the act. It's what happened to 21-year-old Max Coleman, a young man whose death by suicide has rallied advocates to put pressure on Kansas state lawmakers to make change. Opponents of the proposal say additional funding for mental health programs would be a better approach. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied,
we can help.
We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf.
Tyler, this may
best
sound strange,
of all, there's no fee.
You need to have on Reventure Consulting. He will blow your mind away with how bad the economy is with housing and rent. Oh, yeah. Check Mr. Red Fox. He's in chat saying he emailed you. Say there are bots on X banning people. I saw that. I saw the email, too. I'm looking into it. If you're on YouTube, please follow my Rumble page. I'm not saying you have to leave YouTube. All I'm saying is rumble.com/c/thequartering. Give my daily show a try. I'm live every single day from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. I would absolutely love if you tuned in there. I've been working really hard on growing that audience. If you want to switch to Rumble right now, here's the link. It's also pinned because we're going to be talking about some PSYOP stuff, some false flag stuff that is not going to be okay for YouTube at the end of the show. So we're going to move over there anyway. So click the link, watch on Rumble. Again, I'm not saying you have to quit YouTube. All I'm saying is come to my Rumble live show during the day. I think that's, you know, that's all I'm asking. If you're new on Rumble, make sure you follow me too. And you get the Rumble app. If you're on YouTube and you're thinking like, I tried Rumble and it was all buggy and this, that, and the other thing, it's gotten a lot better. It really has. Yes, there are bugs, but it's gotten a lot better. Kathy Baxter, thank you for joining as a supporter. Your support is greatly appreciated. All right, we'll go to Alex's stuff. All right. Has Rumble gotten better? Dang it, I might go check it out. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can ask the people in Rumble chat, but it has gotten a lot better. They're like constantly improving things. The search needs to get better, but you know, I'm doing pretty good over there now. Like, my shows regularly are at like 5,000-6,000 people.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I'm going to try to get Alex to tweet it out. He's going to do it. Yes. Okay. I'm angry. Okay. Here we go.
I'm ready to roll. I love you.
Big ups. Big ups. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the link. There it is. All right. He's ready.
Ready to roll.
Okay. All right, Alex.
I'm ready. Fix my phone here.
I will play the intro, and then we'll... You got your ears on? Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. I hear you, Lordship.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play your intro, and then we'll go.
Let's do it. Amazing. Good to have you on my show the other day. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me. Our second chat this week. Always look forward to it. Every time I sometimes I forget, because we have these real casual talks, how a big of a footprint you really have. Because every time I'm on your show or you're on my show, I get a bunch of texts from family members that I didn't know were in the know. They're like, dude, you know, you were on Alex Jones's show? And I was like, yeah, I mean, come on, you know, I'm kind of a
same thing.
Deal.
I was on the cornering. So we love you, brother. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you have time, or I'm glad you're here. I know you have. We have a tighter window, so I want to ask you a few things first, and then we'll go over to Rumble, and we'll talk about the video you released yesterday about a potential incident at the border, which we'll talk about on Rumble. But I wanted to ask you sort of something simple. How's your return to Twitter, Ben? I don't know if you knew this, but I'm kind of the guy that started that. You know, I tweeted out, "Bring Alex Jones back." Elon Musk replied to me and said that he would do it. And then, so basically, you're welcome.
No. I mean, when I told you when you were on my show, I'm a fan. I watch you at least a couple times a week. And I did see you making a big issue continually like a woodpecker. So I was very thankful for that. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm always trying to stay on, Elon, you know. And you know what? He ultimately did the right thing, and I'm glad you're back. It's good to see you. You're tweeting up a storm. And how would you describe, because you were on Twitter way back in the day. Even then, you were shadow banned into oblivion. How have you found it now that you're back? Are you seeing people seeing your tweets? Are you, you know, seeing people saying, "Oh, here you are"? I haven't seen a post.
Yeah, right back when Twitter started. We were always shadow banned, so it was always like I never took it serious. And then as soon as I got back on it, some days we reached like 40 million people, most days about 5, 10 million. So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And I go to the grocery store, I go to the, you know, pump gas in my car, I run to listeners that, "Oh, I'm glad you're back, I saw you on X." So, yeah, it's amazing. I'm not saying that, Elon Musk is perfect. I'm not saying he's Jesus, but certainly it's a big change. It's great to be back on X. We're reaching about 20 million people a day on there.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, that's always good to see. You know, speaking of Elon, I wanted to get if you had any thoughts about this Neuralink thing now turning people into androids. How is that going?
Well, look, I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk, and I'm not in his PR department. And I've had big issues with him in the past. I'm not going to bitch when I can get on there and put a video out and get 10 million views. So that's a great thing he's doing. But Neuralink is creepy because he came out 5 years ago or 4 years ago when he first announced it and said, "Oh, you go to the mall and a robot puts a chip in your brain. And it's, you know, it's like getting an earring or something in your ears pierced. It's so simple." I said, "No, I don't want children and school." What Klaus Schwab has said, that you got to have this to live your life. But I have an uncle, my dad's brother, who decades ago was in a motorcycle accident, driving in the rain or whatever, and flipped, and his brain was out of his head, and he was in a coma for like 6 months and everything. He was having seizures all the time and was going to die until like 15 years ago he got a vagus nerve stimulator that made him almost get better. And then he did some experimental thing like 5 years ago where he got a chip in his brain. So it's not just Neuralink doing this. The defense department's doing it. Hospitals are doing it. He got this thing in Houston. And I'm literally go visit my uncle at his ranch just a few months ago, or I guess for New Year's. And he'll be sitting there going, "Yeah, we're doing really good. My son's doing good in college." He starts talking. It sounds like a radio that's picking up like Morse code or something. He goes, "Oh, sorry, that's the chip." But he's alive because of it. So if I'm in a car wreck and I'm paralyzed, I want the chip. I mean, I'm not against technology. So yeah. I get Elon wanting to be the next cutting edge of whatever's out there. My concern is I'm like rolling it out the school kids that go to school. You got to get a brain chip. But he's kind of backed off that. Now it's about quadriplegics and, you know, people that are blind.
Yeah, if it makes people walk again or see again, that's like a universal good. You just kind of worry. I worry a little bit about, like you said, if it becomes like this thing where it's, you know, it's like with VR goggles, everyone's got them, or so, you know, something like that. I don't know.
And people rejected $24 billion of Zuckerberg funding for that. I don't want Klaus Schwab's model about soon we all have chips in our brain. That's not good, but. My uncle would be dead right now. He was having convulsions all the time that would have killed him. He's great now, except when he talks like a robot. And I want to videotape it. I've only been out there a few times the last few years, but man, you're talking to him for like an hour at dinner. I got to have cameras rolling. We're like, yeah, you know, we're really doing well. And, you know, we planted some more magnolia trees. And it's like a human voice that a robot's in control of. And that's when he's about to have a seizure. It takes over. And I'm like, he doesn't even know. He'll go like 30 seconds like a robot.
Oh, it interrupts it. Okay.
It interrupts him. He's like, and you know, I said hi to my cousin. And then you're like, oh, my. He doesn't even know what happened.
Huh.
But that's what's crazy is the computers so well integrate with our brains.
He would be having a seizure at that moment, right?
And he'd be flopping around the ground with a spoon in his mouth. Yeah, no, but instead he goes, he doesn't know what happens. He's like, you know, it's really good to have you here, Viz. I hope you come more. And it's like a robot. It sounds like a computer out of his mouth because it's digital. And the larynx is the same. It's crazy. We're all electrochemical. And so we don't want to think of ourselves like a cell phone or computer, but we are. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, by the way, if people are tuning in, I'm joined by...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Program that kidnapped tens of thousands of foster kids, drugged them, electroshocked them, brainwashed them, tried to create zombies, assassins, sex operatives, MK Naomi. They had a bunch of other programs. Anybody can, there's History Channel shows, Discovery Channel shows. It's like talking about sailing ships instead of aircraft carriers. I mean, it's so old. It's admitted. It's kind of a catch-all for mind control. But MK Ultra. It's just the name of an official CIA project that got exposed by the Frank Church Committee in the late 1970s.
Why do you think everyone jumps to that when somebody does something insane? It's something I talk about, like, okay, there's a reason it's hard for us to understand an insane person doing something insane, like going into school or something like that, right? But it seems like everyone, it's like, how do you think we can better determine? Like, do you, I assume the government is still probably, you know, doing stuff like this. Do you think that there's any way that people can, you know, determine, just like with PSYOP, I see that, right? Everything's a PSYOP. And it's like, now every time somebody does something bad, it's like, oh, it's MKUltra. Like, how do you think people can better determine what's just a lunatic doing something stupid, or is there even a way to?
Well, I mean, MKUltra was a very targeted group of programs to test human minds, how to control them. So it's like an ancient thing comparatively that's a diversion. It was just declassified, so people think of that as the whole world of mind control. The real mind control is making you a victim, making you a leftist, making you work against your own country, making you basically be a globalist stooge. And so the real mind control is getting people to stay in a lockdown or believe in a shot that doesn't protect them or not take therapeutics. I mean, wearing masks, that was all a giant mass psychosis that was engineered. So that's basically, this isn't in laboratories with the CIA. Real mind control is done on a mass scale against mass populations to get us ourselves through groupthink to conform to it.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. The hey, side note question, how have you been getting off the cigs? Last time we talked, you were back on the cigarettes.
Well, I am doing really well. I have completely stopped from the last time I smoked 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
No. Kids, you shouldn't do this. I haven't smoked in like 15 years, and I never was a heavy smoker. I'm now a heavy smoker, comparatively. And it's terrible. I've really almost stopped the drinking. But somehow in the last couple of years, I got back to smoking. So here I am. I have not gone off the cigarettes yet.
All right. Well, I figured I would check it out that. But, you know, I'm not your dad, so you should.
No one should do it. It's a horrible habit. The best way to control it is to never do it.
That's a fact. You know, I smoked on and off for a long time. And I wouldn't say I've fully quit either, especially if I have a couple drinks, then it's over.
Well, that's what I did. Before, I only drank, I only smoked when I drank. And now it's worse at 50. I'm 50 next week. God, I am a horrible, degenerate smoker. It's not good. And I don't know why you mentioned that, but now we're doing it.
I mentioned it because I care about you, man. I just wanted to check in. We talked about it last time. Let's move to something about, something a little more, I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about, I'm sure you saw Fannie Willis now is looking at some congressional hearings. I wanted to get your opinion on, like, conservative boycott culture right now. It seems like, I just covered the other day, Bud Light still down 30% year over year, even after partnering with UFC. I think that's a monumental win. Now there's apps out there like Veebs, for example, which is an app that people can just say, hey, these are my These are my personal political beliefs. Show me the brands that I can buy. You know, I think that there are more tools like this as they come out. It's helpful. How do you see, how do we take this to the next level?
Yeah, I agree. Really, I mean, the rejection of Bud Light and, the, and their horrible spokesperson, and even though they got UFC behind them and even, you know, everybody else came out, even Kid Rock, so I'll leave him alone now. No one's going back to that because it's a place where people feel like they have some power. And plus it's crap beer. So, here's why Bud Light did that. The BlackRock ESGs said, if you promote this, we'll give you unlimited funding.
And so, like it.
To me, it's a window into BlackRock and how these big corporations control things. So they go, oh, we're losing Bud Light distributors and poor Americans. You know, they'll drive a truck for somebody else's beer. So I think that's a real 1776 moment, shot heard around the world. And I think it's super positive that people rejected Bud Light and the fact that they didn't come back, despite the fact that the UFC endorsed it. So all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot bring back the Bud Light again.
Yeah, I think that that was, you know, it was funny to watch the way kind of globalist types and leftists kept saying how, oh, everyone's going to come back. Everyone's going to come back. Don't worry about it. They're never going to sustain it. And sure enough, we did. Like, that 30% was about as big as the drop ever was.
It's a model for everything. The transgenderism, the open borders, just reject it and say no. Because if they get the ESG and the central bank digital currency in, and now they can program what you can buy, then they win. But if we use the power, like the European farmers are doing right now, who are literally being told they're being shut down, realize we have the power now. We've got to use the power now.
Can you describe, you know, you hit on something that, by the way, some of these things I know about, some of them I don't, but I do think it's important that my viewers know. They probably hear a lot. People are hearing a lot about CBDC, which is the central bank digital currency. What can you describe what that is and, like, what, you know, why that's something people need to be aware of? Because even I noticed since Vivek started working with Trump, now Trump's talking about it, thankfully. I've always thought Trump needs to get better people around him. I noticed Trump started talking about central bank digital currency. Can you let people know what that actually is and what the, you know, why we need to be aware of it?
Well, whether people believe in Revelation or not, it believes in you. So imagine governments and corporations that have a programmable token where they decide how much it's worth, how long it's worth, where you can spend it, who you can spend it with, and they surveil and report it all back. I mean, that is just horrible. And it's the holy grail of control. And so the fact that the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve is trying to roll it out, and the European Union is trying to roll it out, the Chinese have already rolled it out years ago. I mean, it's really the big kahuna of control. So we need to reject that. I mean, people say, what do you have to hide? Well, nothing, but it's not your business what I ate tonight or what I did or,
yeah. Oh,
I bought steak. So they're going to charge me 10% more with a carbon tax. I mean, they admit that's the official
plan. How that's going to work. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, you bought too much beer. You ate a steak. You ate chicken. You flew too much. They're saying that they're just going to add the taxes on. So,
yep.
Folks, you do the central bank digital currency is suicide. I mean, we've got to say no to it.
Yeah, I've talked to people about it. I've tried to broach the subject a little bit with my viewers too, because if you look at China, where, you know, so many things that are trying to get forced on us for years, it's like, well, look how bad it is in China. Look how bad it is in China. Now it's like, oh, it's here. And everyone's like, oh, what? We talk about, you know, you have, if their kids have to do a facial scan, if they spend too many hours playing video games, that's tracked. If you say something negative about the government, they'll remove your ability to travel, to spend your own money once everything's digitized.
Well, that's right. And China's the model. So it's not like we're not, this is not for new viewers. This is not, you know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing.
So our new special for the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
A lot of it was paid to her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is they don't want to own guns, but they own guns. They don't want security for you. They have security for them. They're just a joke. They follow the Soros directives, and George Soros controls thousands of DAs, and really, George Soros is the real president of this country. I think Trump getting reelected is the answer to George Soros. But, I mean, George Soros and Alexander Soros and their raging hard-ons for America. Like, what did America do to them? Well, doesn't matter. They are literally out to get us.
Yeah, it feels like anything that guy touches falls apart. I mean, we just saw this story. You would think it was fiction out of New York City, where we have a former Army guy, I think he was a former serviceman, right, was subduing. Remember when he was subduing some crazy person on the subway?
White guy with a couple black guys subdues a schizophrenic that had been arrested about attacking people. And the guy dies in a headlock. They charge him. And then now illegal aliens are attacking police. They release him a day later with no bond. It's just like, what? Everybody knows that if you or I did that, which I don't want to attack cops, but if we did, we'd be under the jail. But
because they're, quote, liberal, it's okay, because the globalists want to control the crime. They want to destabilize the country. They want to create an angrier world. That's their plan.
Yeah, I can't. I think we talked a little about this on your show. I really hope people are. Do you think like Democrats or liberals? I don't even say, because I don't even think Democrats are inherently the problem. I think it's like the leftists, the far leftists. Do you think they look at that and they? How long can you consume that and think, yeah, this is okay?
Well, let's expand like, on this.
Yeah,
Bill Maher was on CNN yesterday with Reed Zakaria. And he mentioned a real number. 99% of Twitter employees were Democrats. That's a cult. And so they're already in a cult. They already know they get their paycheck because they follow orders. They want to externalize that to everybody. And so that's really where it is they're in a cult. So he asked, why are Democrats so crazy? Why don't they care? And it's because they've already drank the Kool-Aid. They've already bowed down to corporations that are globalists. They'll do whatever they say. And they believe they get more power by successfully subverting us. So that's why they're doing that.
Yeah, I feel like, sometimes I feel like ripping my shirt off and screaming too, because it's like you see all this crazy stuff, and you're like, how the hell are people not saying, like, wait a minute here. Like, this American hero is, denied bail, going to prison, and these guys, I mean, on tape. And they're like, nah, you saw 150 people.
Yeah, everybody sees the double standard.
They have to, right? I just feel like, I hope people vote in November. I hope that if Trump wins, that he really does follow through. And
no, I agree, but I'm taking my shirt off. That'll relax you a little bit. There you go.
There we go. Now it's a show. I hope they see it and they vote, because I think people just, man, on a Friday,
can you imagine what the world would be like if we actually submitted to them? Like we said to the Democrats, okay, we'll sterilize our sons and we'll cut our daughter's breast off. What is it you want us to do? And there really is no limit. It's all about dominance and control, and it's really pathetic.
Yeah, it's very odd. The other question I wanted to ask you, and there's been a lot of these videos going around, I don't know if you've seen them on X, where like young generation, Gen Z, are like having mental breakdowns about having to work 40 hours a week and they don't have enough money. Everyone's dunking on these kids, which I think is fine and funny. But my take on it is like, man, rent is too damn high. Like, this girl is, having a meltdown about, her rent, two-bedroom apartment, $1,700 a month, and she can't afford stuff. At what point, I mean, how bad can inflation get? I mean, it feels like things are insanely expensive.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's really true. And that's what we're dealing with, is that older people bought a house and inflation grew and they think they've got an investment. And it's still a scam, but at least they can pretend they're wealthy. Oh, my house is worth $2 million. Well, that's really inflation. It's not worth
it. Good luck selling it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck selling it. So they're all sitting here pissed going, well, the same banks that ran this Ponzi scheme, if I just accept Bernie Sanders and communism, then it'll all be free, which puts you deeper into it. So, it's a giant financial scam.
All right, for everyone tuning in, I am joined by Alex Jones. I wanted to talk about both his book, The Great Awakening, which is, let's talk about The Great Reset. That's kind of the first book to read, The Great Reset and the War for the World, as well as then The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the New Great Renaissance. Both available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, and I should add, look, those are fundraisers on InfoWars. If you want to buy it for half the price, get it at Amazon. If you want to support us, get the fundraiser copies at InfoWars Store.
Well, get the fundraiser copies, because I think that's what I'll ask people to do. I guess it's better to get the book than not have the book. But, the best thing to do, too, is to buy the book and then read it and then give it to a friend. That way you can pay it forward. These books... are essentially you know, manuals for, you know, what's going on out there. It helps make sense of a lot of the craziness that we're seeing out there. And again, that those are linked in the description. I wanted to ask you, before we go over to Rumble, I want to get you out of here by 3. I know you've had a long day, and I appreciate you coming on. But before we go to Rumble, people are very curious about the video game. How any update on when people can maybe think about getting some new levels or anything going on with that game right now? Or are you still, I guess it's still pretty new.
I got approached a couple of years ago to make the game. They gave me the first version. I thought it was okay. I asked them to add some stuff. It's been a hit. We appreciate you and others promoting it. It's alexjonesgame.com. It's now on Steam. It's been number one quite a bit, and that helps fund the operation. It's a lot of fun, and it's got a voiceover where it's overtly political. Like, the left denies all their takeover of media is political, which is totally political. Ours is 100% politically incorrect, and Fauci gets, you know, you beat him. The dogs he's torturing in medical experiments, which he's doing, eat him. So we're not trying to hurt anybody that's real. We're just killing the lie of who they claim they were. So it's a very, very fun game, alexjonesgame.com, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, and I was reminded that while playing the game that actually the ducks at your local park are free and that the government doesn't want you to know that. How many ducks are you up to now at home?
Man, I've got like a 5,000 ducks at least last week. Yeah. I love that statement. You know, that's a quote in there. We had some fun with the game. They are planning some new levels right now.
That's awesome. Now, I want to move over to Rumble so we can talk about the video you put out yesterday about a potential false flag, but I know it's going to be kind of a spicy topic. So if you're watching on YouTube, there is a link to the Rumble page. Please come over. I'm going to actually link it again. Come on over to Rumble so we can complete the show. Rumble has been very... how do I say, very free speech.
We love Rumble. Thank God for Rumble.
So I wanna be careful I don't get banned on YouTube. But if you don't want to come over there, that's fine. If you're on YouTube, I you know, check out Alex's book. It's linked in the description. Also, I'm putting the Rumble link in the chat. Come on over to Rumble, and we will talk about this potential event that's going to happen at the border. Otherwise, you can tune in to InfoWars every day. What time is your official
11 a.m. Central.
11 a.m. Central. Perfect show to watch before watching mine over on YouTube. We'll see you. Come on over to Rumble right now to continue the show. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. And we'll make the switch right now. All right. We have switched over. Now we can talk about, now we can talk more freely. We can talk more about this potential false flag you talked about yesterday. Pretty scary stuff.
Well, I'm not trying to lionize the federal government. They're not perfect. None of us are, but
at Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double curlew jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split. This is moving on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now to head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the axle jump. They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Well, we've all seen the footage of a quadriplegic with three limbs removed. Or maybe you haven't seen it. I saw it on X today. I was going to play it on my show. I didn't have time to do it. But it's a guy with two legs blown off and an arm blown off. And they try to make him get out of a wheelchair, and they search his body at the airport. But illegal aliens are just going right past. It's a joke. The whole thing's a fraud. Man. It's slave training. It's a joke. It's BS. And people see through it.
Yeah, I think that you know, ultimately, that's what's happening. I mean, I think that they see these footages from airports where they have migrants that don't even have to go through security. It's I don't understand it.
I'm trying to fly somewhere. They're like, we're calling you out. We're going to put you in a scanner and grab your balls. And I just go, hey guys, the border's wide open. They go, yeah, we know, but yeah, they're using domestic control for slave training. Everything else is wide open.
You think, yeah, what about the theory? Somebody, I don't know who made this point, but somebody thought that the U.S. military was going to be trying to use these migrants to recruit.
Oh, no, that's U.S. congressmen, that's senators, Dick Durbin. They've all said that they're fast-tracking the illegals to be the new military and police.
Well, that would make sense, too. Yeah, all of this is all very concerning to me. I want to remind people as I'm tuning in here, Alex, with Alex Jones, his two books, both The Great Reset and The War for the World and The Great Awakening, both available at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex is joining me for just a few more minutes. I know he's had a long week. Looking forward to getting to his weekend, and he's
No. I'm up here tomorrow doing a Saturday show. I'm super excited to be here, brother. I'm a big fan of yours. I'd rather watch you than listen to me, though.
I appreciate that. One of the things I wanted to I'm going to focus here. There we go. One of the things that was asked by many people in my viewership was to see if you had any thoughts back on that flight MH370. Has there been any new data on that flight that just basically, it was like a couple of years ago, Malaysian Airlines, I think, the flight just disappeared. Has there been any new intel with that?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I've looked at that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, can't find anything that's reliable. You know?
A lot of evidence says it's like an Islamic attack.
Yeah. Some people said it was some sort of RPG. And people tried to say there was, like, flashing lights around it, and it just...
No, I mean, I saw that footage, too, which you can't prove. I mean, I don't know. So, it's like Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And they focus on that thing all day long because it's just like a football. We don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. And some people also asked if your mailbox whistleblowers at Infowars.com is still where people should send you tips.
What's the URL?
Whistleblowers at Infowars.com.
I don't know if that's still open, but I know like show tips is. But yeah, we get a lot of we get a lot of great tips. But here's the biggest thing is that at the quarter, people should know. Imagine how 5 years ago Alex Jones was an outlier. It's not that I'm that smart. I'm a guy that was already awake this for other people. This stuff's out in the open now, and so people don't trust things anymore. People are questioning now. Everybody's talking about the New World Order. This is a really positive time to be alive.
Yeah, isn't it weird when you see the video footage? We saw this at the last World Economic Forum, where they, instead of saying New World Order, I think they tried to rebrand it now. Now they're saying, I can't remember. It was just
New Global Order, New Global Rules.
Yeah, New Global Order or New Order. And they just say this stuff out loud right in front of us as they have some weird kabuki lady blowing smoke in their face or spitting in their face, talking about...
And they say, no one trusts us. And they go, let's shut down the farms. I mean, I've got articles right here where globalists will use carbon controls to stop you from growing your own food. And they're like cutting off farmers everywhere. They're villains, man. I mean, my job should not be hard, folks. I'm promoting prosperity and transparency and freedom. And... Oh, okay, great. I read their documents 30 years ago. It all came true. That's not a magic trick. Anybody, people all the time like, Jones, we don't know how you know this. You must be working for them. You can go read them saying they're going to make you eat bugs and cut your food off. I mean, you could read them 10 years ago saying they're going to ban gas-powered stoves and fireplaces and all this. I mean, they want control.
Isn't that funny how it seems like every time they'll pin you down on something, they'll say, oh, like the stoves thing. Like, oh, they gaslight people. You're crazy. We don't want to ban. Nobody wants to ban gas stoves. And then, like, 6 months later, it's like, oh, yeah, we want to ban gas stoves.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is not that hard, folks. The globalists are cold blooded corporations that look and say if they'll give up their energy, give up their freedom, we'll dominate them. And so, if we act like that, I'm not for corrupt unions. Their control, but we human unions that just stand up for justice, stand up for freedom, and stand up for human products. Like, I'm not going to go to a store that's all robots. That's not here yet, but it's coming. And some good news is all over the country and all over Europe, people have rejected self-checkout. I want a human. I don't want self-checkout. So they're removing it because we didn't adopt it. Zuckerberg's metaverse, $24 billion was a hellscape. No one adopted it, almost no one. We can just reject them, folks. We have free will.
Yeah, that's the most powerful thing. It seems so simple, but it truly is the most powerful thing that people can do is that they forget that people sometimes forget that we have the power to, like, we have the power. And, I think that, people ask, this kind of question, like, why do you think globalists, they always so openly announce their plans in advance. And I think it's because they don't think you'll fight back. I mean, I don't know what other reason.
Well, they also want to just normalize it. It's like you show up at home and there's a car in your parking lot and you walk in, a dude's on top of your wife. He's like, hey, your wife loves it. It's no big deal. They're just trying to like, hey, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I suppose that's they float it out there, and the first you hear it, it's crazy. They want you to eat the bugs, right? And then, I mean, just look at another huge victory. Look at all the money that got poured into that fake meat crap. This the soy,
and it got totally rejected.
Yeah,
they had whole sections of every grocery store with fake meat, and no one bought it.
I forgot about that till right now. That was even a bigger win than Bud Light. They tried to force everyone to eat soy, which, by the way, I'm not a doctor, but is not healthy for you.
Well, they were saying like the new meat burger had like 50 times the estrogen. It'll make you grow big old titties.
Yeah, and I love titties, but not on myself. And that's, yeah, my wife just went to a nutritionist, and she's a vegetarian, and even the nutritionist said, no soy. It's not good for you. And you saw all of those companies, Beyond Meat and all this stuff, and they completely collapsed. One of their VPs like bit someone's face off.
Here's the deal. Whether it's the metaverse or the fake meat or the sewage or the bugs, that's why they're trying to get Tyson, all the big companies, to put the powdered meal in your food or use the breading on chicken. They want to get the economy going. For this system they've got, we just reject it. We have all the power still. So as bad as things are, we're still in a great position thanks to shows like yours.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alex, and shows like yours as well. I want to get you out of here on a positive note. By the way, I think I need to come down and be in studio sometime soon. We've done this digitally too many times. I think I need to come down there. I need to get on Crowder Show too. How's your show been going since working with your Fridays? You still doing Fridays for Crowder?
I've been doing that, and I've been working with Crowder some. I mean, the show, you know, we're in a lot of AM and FM stations still, which they tried to cancel us 5 years ago. We were able to stay on air because we still have those radio affiliates. And they got the list of those, tried to harass them. And the great part about talk radio is when the lawyers, the Democrats, harassed our stations, a lot of them be on at night. When they would threaten the stations, they'd say, F you, we're going to put him on primetime now. So my show got bigger on terrestrial radio, which is vestigial and ceremonial and fading away. But that's how we stayed on air. So, yeah, we're doing great on X. We're you know, freedom's popular. And so that's where we're at. But I would love for you to come to studio anytime you want, brother. Can't wait.
Yeah, I want to come down there and eat steak and drink and smoke cigarettes with you just for a weekend. You know.
Well, I may quit by then. I swear to my wife I'm quitting tomorrow. I told her I quit yesterday.
Yeah, I've had about 1,000 last cigarettes myself, so I understand how that goes. Alex, I want to let you get out of here and enjoy your Friday. Everyone, make sure you check out, and I'm going to stay live for a little bit and talk about a couple things we talked about, but make sure you check out InfoWarsStore.com. Pick up The Great Awakening and The Great Reset, both excellent books, guides on everything that's going on.
Well, you're nice to plug all that. What I really want to do is find the live show every day at InfoWars.com/show, 11 a.m., and on X, and the other great shows we have. And, yes, please come to Austin, brother. We'll do live in studio, and we will absolutely kick ass.
I love it. Thank you, Alex.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.